This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are streaming live over on WTIC's Facebook page. And guys, I double-checked the sound this week to see if there's anything I could do to improve our microphone sounds on how it comes over on the Facebook page. They're maxed out. So if you are having sound issues, just may have to turn up your volume on your device that you're listening to us on. But I couldn't do much about that. I also lowered the that background sound for you so it was more balanced. You'd think the technology would balance everything for you out, but it doesn't, right? This is just, that would be just too much to ask, right, Bob?
Well, different when they're creating these things, different equipment, they have them set for different sound levels.
I know, and I checked them all. They're all set. I've set them all the same.
Right, but the other technology out there may not be set at the same sound level.
That's so annoying.
Since it's not uniform, there are issues.
I agree. Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And boy, do we have concerns, huh, Bob? What was your first story you want to bring up? It's all over the news.
Yes. Well, we're talking about Reddit and Robinhood.
Yes, and GameStop. When your 19-year-old kid talks to you about GameStop stock, you know this has reached some serious depths. So, I mean, the story really is that Robinhood is an app, right? And it's an app that's been kind of a mess. But the name of the app is designed to kind of say, we're here to help the little guy, right? We're going to take from the rich and give to the poor. And you little guys who want to join this app can go ahead and, you know, stick it to the man. Right? You can stick it to the man and go ahead and buy and sell stock. And it's almost like a video game. They have confetti that hits the screen when you buy a stock. They give you a stock when you sign up.
Well, the Wall Street stock traders are losing billions.
They're getting there. So what's going on here with Robinhood is that basically these big hedge funds who literally produce nothing. Hedge funds are pretty much the scourge of the planet as far as I'm concerned. They produce literally nothing, bet against GameStop, and basically shorted the stock. And they're able to short the stock higher than the amount of stocks that are out there. So they're able to really play a game and they want to drive down that stock price. Well, the folks at Reddit, this Wall Street Reddit group, decided, we're going to go ahead and defend GameStop. And they started buying a lot of stock.
Well, there was an article I was going to link to, but I had printer issues this morning.
Yeah.
So anyway, that explained exactly how it worked, these short buys,
mm-hmm.
short sells,
yeah.
And these speculators on Wall Street, what they do is they borrow stock, so
right.
It's not even their stock.
Right.
And let's say they borrow it at $10 a share.
Right.
And then when it goes down to $6 a share,
they win.
Okay. Yeah. Then they buy it at $6 a share.
Right.
And then they give it back. Okay.
Right.
For the $10 a share value, and they make $4 a share.
And they didn't do anything but move the stock around.
And they borrowed it.
Right.
Right.
It wasn't even their stock.
So that's how the short sell works.
Mm-hmm.
So
the stock's going up like crazy, and they're getting squeezed.
This Reddit, which is a social media app.
Right.
They were having a little group that got together and said, hey, you know, we got to do something with GameStop.
Right.
And they were also doing something with BlackBerry and some other
AMC theaters.
AMC theaters.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that gets me, they didn't talk about in any of this, is mm-hmm. what happens on Wall Street has nothing to do with how the company works.
I know. That is true. In the old days, and we were talking about the old days, right? We're getting up there in age there, Bob. The old days of, you know, the 90s, let's say, or even the 2000s, when you talked about a stock, you were already the sucker, right? When you started talking about buying such and such stock, your ship has sailed.
That holds true today.
No, I don't think it does.
Well,
my point is, in this case, it's real time. You can still be left holding the bag. You can still be the sucker, right? Because this is a pump and dump concept. But it's more real time.
Well, with this online trading, real time trading, Robinhood, and
right.
There's a trade something, I forget all these things.
That's okay.
I'm not participating.
No,
but
yeah.
The point is,
you want to protect your principal.
But in order to, with this real time trading that is low cost and all of that, It's kind of changed the game. And see, they had an old boys club down on Wall Street,
right.
A good old boys club,
right.
And they could exclude other people.
Oh, that's what a hedge fund is.
And that's why they have all the lawsuits and the investigations going on.
Well, the thing that they really should investigate is the big thing here is that app, Robinhood. Those guys allowed you to, they halted your ability to buy the stock, which would increase the price, but let you sell it, which helps the hedge funders. So why would Robinhood, who's out there for the little guy, say, little guys, I'm protecting you. I shouldn't allow you to buy their stock anymore. Whose side are they on?
Well, guess what? AOC and Ted Cruz
are on the same page.
Are on the same page. They want to investigate them.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. I really feel if you really want to be a fool in his money, or what is that? Fool in his money or soon parted? That's the sign?
That's right. Fool in his money or soon parted.
So this is a foolish way to invest. But if you've got play money, you know, fun money, money that you're willing to risk, you know, and you want to buy stock in this fashion, who's Robin Hood to stop it? They actually allowed a kid, like a 17 or not, no, it was like a college kid, to rack up $700,000 in debt on his Robin Hood account. He committed suicide. He committed suicide because of Robin Hood allowing him to accumulate all this debt. Why would you allow that to occur? And at all, it shouldn't even occur. You shouldn't be able to put that much margin on anything as a 23-year-old in college. But they stop you from buying GameStop
after the stock market crash of 1928.
Well, I wasn't around.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wasn't.
I read the stories.
But they had passed laws and regulations that people couldn't buy on margin.
So here's the thing. My son, you know, that told you, he talked about this a couple days before all this craziness. He's like, Dad, I want to get going on the stock market. He's a college kid. Mm-hmm. So I went out and I'm not going to tell you which company we used to sign him up to get online. But if it was interesting, it allowed you to choose whether or not you wanted to be, you know, use margin. And I've always told my kids, never. You're not going to be borrowing and betting on margin. You're just risking the farm. Of course, they don't have a farm to risk yet, but it's not a good idea to get in debt like that on bad bets. And of course, this is going to encourage
bad bets.
Well,
if you owe too much money, you know, the police may come knocking on your door, you know, with a warrant for you to show up in front of a judge.
Right. So this whole thing is very interesting in that the software stopped their participants from buying the stock.
Okay, so now they're allowing you to buy the stock. However, there's limits. You can buy only one share at a time and no fractional purchases.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's a game still. They shouldn't be doing this. If you either are going to be allowing people to buy stocks or not. You can't control it.
How can you do this and then say you have a free market?
Right. Well, right. The whole thing they started with this was to democratize the whole process and democratize it and allow the little guys a seat. And this is exactly what the little guys decided to do. And the moment they do it, Robin Hood says, who are they working for? Who are they working for? That is not cool. I'm sure this is going to be more information about this. I mean, we're not financial guys. We're geeks. But the technology is real time. And that's what I'm saying. It used to be, if you heard about some such and such, you already were the sucker. You're already with a guy who's going to have them. They're going to sell out from underneath you. This is real time.
So Robinhood's a free app. Do you know how they made their money?
No, I don't. I was going to check that. I haven't found that out yet.
Yeah, they got a commission on all the people that they sent to the sites where they actually bought it from.
From those sites.
Correct.
They get like a referral fee.
Exactly.
Ah.
So that's how they get paid. So when it's free.
You're the. It's a little different in this case, but.
I don't think so.
You don't
really?
They're offering a service.
But they're still getting paid.
Of course they're getting paid.
I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan.
I know. You got to get that.
Why don't you hop inside my app?
You're right, Bob. In other news, I found this really awesome. Soon, no more blood tests or probing for prostate cancer. AI claims 99% success rate using more relaxing methods. Well, I guess you're pretty relaxed when you're getting your colonoscopy.
Well, if you're out cold.
Yeah, it just doesn't get more relaxed than that from what I understand. But they have new technology now. A team of researchers led by a Korea Institute of Science and Technology believes that prostate cancer can be screened non-invasively and quickly using just a simple urine sample. If high levels of PCA3 are detected, there's a high chance of prostate cancer. So they're saying this technology is promising that we can really detect this type of issue really quickly, really easily. And I mean, I'm sure there's other reasons to get a colonoscopy, but if there's less reasons, I don't know. I look forward to that. So we'll put the link out here for you, but it's really amazing that, and again, this is a small test, but everyone's pretty excited about it, I guess, and that's why it's in these technology blogs. But we'll see. I mean, yeah. Anything to make the thing easier and quicker and more correct.
When you get the colonoscopy, you get a chance to get a photograph of you from the inside.
Oh, fun. Put that up on the wall. How about? I also wanted to, we talked too much about Robinhood, but I did want to talk about IDFA. IDFA is basically a little identifier. It's a number that you've been given by Google and or who knows who. It's a unique identifier for advertisers. So that number, literally, if you look on your smartphone, whether it's an Apple or an Android, is a number that says, okay, where's Eric going? What's he doing? You can opt out of this IDFA now, which is awesome. And I was going to put two links up there for you so you can see how you can opt out. In the new update for Apple, there's going to be a pop-up, which all the advertisers are shaking in their boots about, that's going to say, would you like to opt out? I would recommend you do, but it's up to you. But we can show you how to do it, and you can actually get a new number and erase the cache that Google has been keeping on the number that they gave you, which is kind of neat too.
I think that this move from Apple is going to increase their sales.
It might, yeah. I mean, they act like they're trying to be more privacy-focused, and again, we'll see.
Well, I think they'll keep the data for themselves.
Sell it to somebody else. Sell it to the CIA.
But not sell it to other people, you know what I mean? Because, you know, basically you have the Apple Store, and they're looking to expand.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting into other areas also.
They are.
Just like Google has.
Oh, definitely. So we'll put the information out here. Also, I'm sure you saw the big story about the security of your Apple device. Update it as fast as you can because you've been actually actively hacked. We put that link out during the week. If you want to read more about it, there's an issue with your iOS. It needs to be updated. Hackers have been actively exploiting your system, your iPhone or your iPad. It was all over the news as well, and we put a link up there for you. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get online for us, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're here till 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11, so feel free to get online. And we're just putting up our links to the things we talked about this morning, or first in the first segment there. And two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC and 522-WTIC. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this, I guess, surprisingly cold morning, according to the governor. He was so surprised it was cold in January. It's cold in January, buddy. All right, well, come on. Let's go to Diane in Southbury.
Has he not lived here so long?
I don't know. What's going on, Diane? You there, Diane?
Yes, hi. Fine. I had read on something called Screen Rant that the Apple update, they're doing away with the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. I mean, I think most carriers are still going to send you alerts and emergencies, emergency information if there is one in your area. I've never heard that before. So, Screen Rant?
Screen Rant, yeah.
Hmm.
They're going to stop carrying it. So
that's interesting. But I would think the carrier would still have to carry it. So is it Apple? Is Apple doing some sort of notification themselves as well?
It just said the Apple update are going to be doing away with handling the emergency broadcast system.
Hmm. I don't like that. I mean, those types of things are important.
Yeah,
and Amber Alerts.
Oh, you found that too already, Bob?
Yeah.
But who's putting out that information? Is it legitimate?
Well, I'm on the Apple site.
Oh, well, I guess you're right, Diane.
So we have volunteers on this user forum. No, I don't know.
That's just a community. That's just right. That may not be legitimate necessarily.
So then there's discussions.apple.com.
So you got to make sure we get information from the right source.
Yeah, if we get it from Apple, we're getting it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, these are all discussions. These are all... Yeah, I'm not sure it's true yet. What I found already here on Snopes, no, Apple isn't shutting off the emergency broadcast system. So, according to the folks at Snopes, fact-checking this type of stuff, it's false, Diane.
Okay. All right.
I see that one, yeah.
All right, I don't know why that type of stuff would come out and be spread. I mean, it makes that doesn't make any logical sense.
Sometimes I wonder if the competition doesn't put out false rumors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be too. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if I should, because of that, if that was true, if I should, like, download another alert system.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I would highly doubt ever that these types of systems are going to not offer those types of alerts, because that's really how we all can be reached.
Yes, I know. That was the scary thing. Okay, thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome, Diane.
Okie doke. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, you always always got to double check, especially when you talk these crazy forums that are out there.
Well, I got one on USA Today that says a fact check. Apple's latest iPhone update keeps emergency alert system active.
Yeah, just the fact that we have to talk about it like that. You know, we're spending so much time just clearing up fake news. And it's not really fake news. It's just people. People talking about things.
That's a rumor. You know, it's just a rumor. Somebody put out somebody said something.
Yeah, but in the old days of rumors, again, using the old days as I hearken back, a rumor couldn't be so effective. Now you can make it so effective and reach so many people so quickly that everyone starts to believe it instantly.
Well, you know, when I was
I heard the world is flat too.
When I was in seventh grade, we did a little thing.
Yeah.
So the teacher said, I'm going to explain to you how rumors start and how they change.
Yeah.
So she did one sentence and gave it to the first person in the first row.
Right.
And that person was supposed to repeat that same sentence to each person.
Yeah, the telephone
until
game.
Until it goes all the way through to the last person.
Right.
So they were supposed to say it, you know, whisper
correctly,
it.
Yeah.
So the other people couldn't hear.
Right.
So by the time it got to the last person,
right,
it was completely different.
Oh, yeah. Completely wrong.
So
that's just a matter of moving information incorrectly. Now we can incorrectly move information really fast. Let's go on to your calls. Let's go to Sherry in West Hartford. What's going on, Sherry?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I have a question. We have WebRoot on our... Okay. And it seems to be working fine. But we ran an analyzer, and it gives you the results, and it starred a couple of problems. A large number of temporary files have been found. Active process has a memory leak and a handle leak. They have all these flags, not any explanation of what they are or what to do about them.
I know, because they don't know either.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, you're not. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of tools are really only going to be utilized when there's a problem to be troubleshot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes looking for these things just cause more trouble than they're worth. I would tell you not to worry about it too much. Now, if some of the apps that they're referencing on the computer are ones that are, I don't know, not that important to you, you could always remove them. It just means they're poorly written apps, and WebRoot is finding these errors with them, I suspect.
Okay. Right,
that's what I'm thinking here.
Because the apps are, one is Search App and one is HP Jump Stats.
HP what?
Jump Starts.
Jump Stats?
Starts.
Jump Start. Okay.
Yeah.
So again, that's a little tool that was maybe poorly written by HP.
Oh.
If you're not using it, you can go ahead and uninstall it. Or just leave it as is. I mean, again, if you're not having any problems with your machines, you have no viruses coming through,
No. This
is just more trouble than it's worth as far as giving you too much information.
Okay. And I have one last question about a large number of temporary files have been found on Windows IE, I guess it is.
Yeah.
All I have to do is just go under and just get rid of temporary files, and that'll take care of that?
No, there's a better way.
Oh, good.
So you can go in under the options, and then there's a place where you set the cache, and typically it's set at a gig, which is really too big. And I typically bring that down to like 250. I used to lower it down to 50, but you don't need all those temporary files. And then the system will get rid of them automatically.
Okay, so that's under options and then the cache.
Yeah, it could be settings. That just depends on which browser you're using, so it's in different areas.
Yeah, I'm using Firefox.
Yeah, so you just want to find where the cache settings are and then just reduce that down to, you know, I'd even go down to 50, because then you're getting live stuff, because otherwise that cache might come up ahead of other things and, you know, the information you're seeing might be stale.
Interesting.
It's just a preference. So you got to be careful too. Sometimes the advice that you're going to be given by these applications, again, if everything's running fine, I call it being the computer neatnik. You know,
sometimes
you can do more harm than good. But Bob's right. Having a smaller cache can give you a faster performance. But if you're not having any problems, Sherry, I would tell you to go break something else. Is your coffee maker clean? You go clean that. Oh, break that or something.
I think the key to this is stop analyzing on the WebRoot.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, well, that answers that question. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Sherry.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online. Everything we've talked about is going to be posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. If you follow us on Facebook, which, again, if you watch The Social Dilemma, maybe you're not anymore. But if you are, and if you like Tab Computer Systems, the news may get into your news feed if Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy. We'll be right back. That's all I got left, folks. Free will. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and you guys are all great this morning. You battled the cold, the crazy cold of a January morning, and are here with us on the line, cuddling up with your computer to stay warm.
I thought they let that will go years ago.
What?
Free Willy.
Free Will. Free Will. It's a great Rush tune. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to, I want to talk to Mark first in South Windsor. What's going on, Mark? Mark, you there?
Your computer stable.
Mark, you there? Mark's listening on the delay. Mark, you there?
Mark. I think he's on speakerphone.
I know. This is the issue when you guys listen to we're like 7 second delay, unfortunately.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm 60 years old. I've been trading online for well over 20 years. Just wanted to add a couple points.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on a big, what I would call, mainstream trading platform, and they're free also.
Yep.
It's not just Robinhood. All the big platforms trade free.
Yep.
And what creates this frenzy is not the real-time trading ability, it's social media. That millions of kids go to this chat room and say, hey, let's all do the same thing at the same time. That's what's creating it. And the way it's real-time life on Twitter and in these chat rooms and that they can all get together, it's created this phenomena that we've never seen. So real-time trading, always been there. They're all free. I have a kid who's 23 who trades, and I got to be honest with you. He picks up stuff in these chat rooms that I don't find on any research board, and I'm a pretty big researcher. And I've actually made some money following his tips, but you got to be real careful because it's all bubble stuff. It's really not sound investing. It's here and now. But
right.
You can learn a lot from these kids, and it's the social media that's really creating the feeding frenzy, not the real-time trading.
Well, it's fine. Yeah, I agree with you completely on everything you just said. And the big question is, did Robinhood have any right to stop their ability to buy this stock? I mean, all the things you said, I completely agree with. This is risky trading. This is all bubble stuff. But those guys did it for an actual reason. They did it against the short sellers. They found which stocks were out there being heavily shorted, and they said, hey, guys, let's get together, and pounded the hedge funds, which I'm not shedding a tear over. I don't know about you. And I also think those hedge funds are just as unfairly manipulating the market. They've got billions to play with that you and I can't even get involved with as being just regular traders trying to retire here, trying to put money away for our retirement. I think those kids punching those hedge funds in the mouth is awesome, as far as I'm concerned. I think Robinhood stopping them from being able to do that is criminal. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. And if you follow the money, look, I think there's going to be an investigation because these big billionaire hedge funds, they absolutely put pressure on Robinhood to do that.
Right.
And it is kind of ironic that here we're here for the little guy, but they caved to the big guy. Now, the CEO of Robinhood was all over the news on Friday. He was claiming he was just not liquid enough and needed more funding. He grabbed $1 billion in funding Friday morning.
Right.
So that's the shield he's hiding behind. He absolutely got pressure from the big guys. Hey, save me, which is, you know, it's a free market. Let it run. And you know what? Somebody's going to be holding the bag. These kids, if they're not taking their profits right now, they're crazy because this all started with Citron Research. The stock was, you know, under $20, and he said it's garbage at that price. Nobody goes to GameStop anymore. You buy your games digitally. Nobody goes to brick and mortar. They're going out to the Blockbuster of now, and these kids said, we're not going to have it. And yeah, boy, did they handed it to him. So I totally agree it was a wrong move. And I think we're going to find, if you follow the trail, that Robinhood may have caved to some big boys.
I think we are. And actually, this whole thing on this GameStop thing goes back to, I think, March. And I can't remember the player involved, but he was another kind of a shady player who bought 350 million shares of GameStop back in March. I'll find out who I'm talking about, the guy. And so this thing goes back further than just recently. But, yeah, well, thanks for talking with us, Mark, and putting in your opinion.
Thank you very much. I love that the young kids are getting into investing. They could be doing a lot worse thing with their time.
That's true. It's true. It's the rest of us who are trying to go for retirement are going to be worried about these guys messing with the maybe the blue chips next. I mean, who's going to be their next target? Is it going to be the next? I mean, what are they going to do? They could really manipulate the market pretty seriously if they had this power.
All the social media companies have to do is classify these online traders groups as conservatives and shut them down.
That's the other problem. But thanks, Mark.
Yeah, great show, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You're right, Bob.
You never know. You're there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be a little nervous. The older you are, right? You know, here we are all trying to put away for our retirement. You know, we're in a state where, I mean, it's very difficult to operate within this state, and no one's out there looking for folks that are putting their money at risk to put their money away for retirement. We don't have defined benefit plans. We have our stuff is all at risk every day. You know, if the stock market goes down. Yeah, I'm going to lose money in the stock market.
Yeah, and God forbid if you should die in this state.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to make sure the market is fair. We want to make sure we're not going to have any kind of craziness. But my point is, if they can do this to GameStop, can they do it to a blue chip?
Right.
No, I think they could.
No question.
Which one do they want to target next?
Yeah.
Is it
who's not politically correct?
That's the issue, right? This was just for money and for reasons, and then are they going to target the quote unquote non politically correct stock? And it could be a media company that somebody doesn't appreciate, or it could be anything, right? If these guys, if you get on the wrong side of this group, I don't know. it's a brave world.
That social dilemma.
Yeah, I know.
See how people are manipulated. Now, do you think that the people in the social media group on Reddit aren't affected by the same sort of artificial intelligence?
Right, that's true. They're all part of that whole group thing. Let's go on to Ed in Wallingford next. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, this thing I've been hearing about Comcast charging for data fees for something. Can you explain this?
I can, and it's made me cranky as well. So basically, as I've warned that this was coming long ago.
This for as long as I can remember.
Yes. So basically, the internet's not free. I know Chris Murphy wants to make it free until, you know, that's what net neutrality is all going to do. But the internet has mass, right? These are all packets going back and forth on this network, and you need to have a big enough piece of highway so the packets can fly. And so what Comcast is going to do, and even my internet provider Cox is doing it to me too, once you hit a threshold of I think it's 1.2 terabytes of data, they're going to start charging you a pretty hefty fee beyond that 1.2 terabyte data cap that they say is quote unquote included with your service. So you're going to be whacked. So the more you stream, the more you pay. And this is where you want to find an alternative broadband company like a Go NetSpeed, which they don't offer any. They don't have any caps like that for life.
So if you're streaming at
4K,
I was going to say high def, and then you go to 4K, and then you decide I'm going to go with 8K.
Don't even bother with 8K. You can't even tell the difference. But the more you download, Ed, the more they're going to charge you. So right now the data cap is X, right? Who's to say Comcast won't make it Y? Maybe they'll say 500 megs, and then they're going to whack you. Maybe they're going to say 200 megs. Maybe they're going to say 10 megs. So here you've put everything in the cloud, right? Your pictures are in the cloud. Your movies are in the cloud. So you bought the movie. You pay to connect to the movie. Then you got to pay through the nose to download the movie. Right, it's all going to be that way. They're going to make you pay three times for the same thing.
Well, how many of our clients thought they were saving money by moving up to the cloud and then find out that they got to pay to put it up and they got to pay to take it back.
Up and down, up and down. And so Comcast wants to get theirs.
So does this include like Netflix and everything you watch on Comcast itself?
Yes, sir. Anything you stream. Anything you stream online, your doorbell,
it's
your doorbell
data.
Cam, any little bit of data you move up and down and that we've all decided to connect to the cloud, you paid for the service, and then you're going to pay to have it up and then down. And then think of it this way. It's like tolls. Basically, it's the same idea. Comcast is saying, if you keep passing under this toll, we're going to keep taking some money out of your pocket once you hit this certain amount of times you pass through.
So where do I find out how much I've used? Is there a way? Can I go into my account?
You probably can go into your account, yes, and they will probably send you a warning when you get to a certain level. How many folks are in your home, Ed?
My wife and I, we have watched TV. We watched some movies and things on Netflix or Screen, whatever it's called.
Okay.
And that's about it, but I watch TV all the time.
Yeah,
you're
fine. I highly doubt it's going to affect you.
So with Comcast, they have an app, or you can go online in your account, and you can see from day to day how much data you accumulated that month.
Right. I'd be surprised. You could leave all your TVs running, probably, and you're going to be okay if it's just the two of you. It's when you start getting more folks.
That's going to affect people that do a lot of gaming and that sort of thing.
Gaming, work from home, multiple kids, listening to music, streaming, video streaming,
so they
multiple devices.
They exempt, like if you get Comcast and you get their 10,000 channels that they give you, and you're constantly watching, you know, the Comcast channels, they're not going to hit you for those.
If you're streaming on a Comcast device? Or on a cable.
If you're watching the cable channel.
No, that's not streaming.
That's excluded, yeah.
But we're talking things like Netflix and that sort of thing.
Anything.
They include this in my package. It's free. I don't pay extra for it.
What?
Well, I do pay extra. I'm making a car payment every month.
Exactly. Luxury car payment.
Yeah, and they're getting a piece of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one thing is, and I'm sorry I have to say this, is Comcast has no concern for their customers. None.
Yeah. There's no competition, Ed. Why should they?
No, I've had constant problems. They send you all over the place in their telephone of jungle. And I have been on there. I've said, why are you not respecting veterans and senior citizens by offering a discount like other companies?
Mm.
Oh, they could care less.
I know. I hear you. Sorry about that.
But, hey, look, this is fantastic. You did give me a little bit of information here.
All right.
But one quick thing here. I bought, maybe you can answer this.
Wait, Ed, I got to go to a break because I'm sure Matt is screaming at me. Can I go to a break and come back? We're going to step out for a quick break, all right? We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And let's get right back to Ed in Wallingford. He wanted to ask another quick question. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, quick question here. About 6 months ago, I purchased a 2-pack of HP ink cartridges. The black one doesn't work. HP, I cannot reach anybody there to find out if they will replace it. Is there any suggestion?
Sounds like you have the same problem I have with Intel. So where did you buy it? Did you buy it online?
No, I bought it at BJ's, but I have no receipt, so obviously I can't take it back there.
That's not true. If you bought it on a credit card, my wife does this all the time. If you don't have a receipt, you can say, hey, I bought it here. They can actually check the transaction on your credit card, and they can take it back if they offer that type of
maybe
return.
Maybe I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, the old days of receipts are not as warm.
One last thing here. Thank you so much for that verification suggestion. I did all my bank accounts, PayPal, everything. They send me a text with a one-time code.
Yeah.
Can't get into my account without that.
Awesome. Very good. I'm glad you secured that up, Ed. Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Let's move on to Bob in Hebron next. What's going on out there in Hebron, Bob?
Hi, Eric and Bob. Love the show.
Thanks.
I'm up to four questions now, but I think they should be able to go really quickly.
All right.
The first one is on OpenDNS. Is there any downside to installing it on your individual PCs instead of on the modem router?
No, it just means you have to set those IP addresses. When you say installing, just so people don't get confused, you're not installing anything. You're just setting the IP addresses in your DNS area of your network card. That's all you're doing.
Right, right.
So there's no downside, just that you have to hit all those devices.
Okay. Number two, if I want to transfer some information from one external drive to another external drive, I seem to have a trouble plugging in two X drives at the same time. Should there be?
No, there shouldn't be.
Well, my guess is that it's probably interfering in, you're getting two drives are getting the same drive letter. Mm-hmm. And so that it's not really showing up. So you'd have to go into your device manager and go into your under your drives and probably change the drive letter on one of them.
Or don't plug them both in at the same time kind of thing. Plug one in, make sure it gets the drive letter, and then note it, and then plug the second one in and try to see if it tries to take the old letter. It shouldn't take the second letter. The other issue could be your USB ports. You know, maybe one is a USB 3 and the other one's a USB 1, and maybe it's not registering very well. You want to put them into both USB 3 high-speed ports so you can transfer the data quickly, if you have them.
Okay. Yeah, they're not both USB 3 devices.
Okay.
So would it be a problem, do you think, if one was a 3 and the other was a 2?
No, it'll just be slower. It'll default to the slower speed.
That's fine, as long as I can do it. All right, number three, I seem to be lately slow coming out of my screensaver. I'm not sure if it's just after the computer's been on a long time, so some of the chips have warmed up. But I even had a blue screen for a few seconds before it went over to the regular screen.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's just a black screen, but it's a few seconds delay that I never noticed before.
Yeah, I just think it's how your power saving is waking up the stuff you've put to sleep. Maybe you want to
even with the blue screen.
Well, the blue screen could be an indication that you're having an issue with your video card or video drivers, but because it clears up, I wouldn't be too concerned yet. So it just could be an indication of potential failure that's happening. You never want to get a blue screen when it wakes up. It's a bad sign, but it clears itself up.
So I just put a link up for Mike to post that I will tell you how to change a drive letter, or you can use it to verify drive letters on your different drives in disk management. So you can go in and verify if you're actually, if it's in there and they both have the same drive letter, you can change one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Or it could be conflicting with a map drive as well.
That's true. So yeah, in the video, I just pay attention to that. Maybe update the video driver, see if you're the latest. But it could be that you're having a display issue.
Okay. As far as updating drivers, I've always relied on that happening automatically, because every time I've tried to do it manually, there seems to be some snag,
mm-hmm.
whether I can't get the drive from the vendor or there always seems to be some difficulty. And
I know.
I think they update themselves automatically.
They might, depending on the machine, they might. And a lot of machines these days have their own utility, an HP utility, a Dell utility, that'll help you update those drivers if it's a manufacturer like that.
Okay, I'll look around for that. Okay, last thing. We have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
To not be downloading data from Netflix, do you actually have to log all the way out of it? Do you actually have to be physically disconnected from it?
Great question.
Or is it only when you are actually watching a show that you're really getting a significant amount of data being downloaded?
So when you're watching the show and you're downloading it is when it's actually occurring. However, you might be able to turn, let's say you have a third-party box or something like that that's plugged in. It could be streaming and not displaying.
Well, when you watch Netflix,
mm-hmm.
they put up a little screen with a preview that's streaming.
Oh, yeah.
You're not even actually watching it, but they're showing you this, and you can turn the sound off or on.
Right.
That gives you a preview to kind of entice you to actually go in and watch the movie.
Right. There is data consumed, but generally, the answer is that if you're watching the stream, then you're consuming data. But you can turn the TV off. If it's connected to your TV, and the device could still try to stream. Some of the devices are going to be smart enough to realize the TV's been turned off and turn themselves off. Some devices might run for a while and just stream indefinitely. I know eventually Netflix says, "Hey, are you still watching?" They ask you if you're still watching. But anytime you stream anything is where you're going to consume data.
Well, like if I haven't been watching Netflix for like a day or so, and I come back to it. The first thing it does is it says, okay, which one of five people are you? And so you have to go through that.
Yeah.
Then it slowly goes through a couple steps before you actually get to be able to watch a show.
Right.
So if you're all the way down on the other side of that, okay, which person wants to show watch something, is does that mean that it's not...
it's not streaming.
It's not downloading
it's not.
Any data, or if it is, it's a minuscule amount?
Correct. It's a minuscule amount at that point.
Okay, then I'm good. All right. Thanks for all the answers, and like I said, love the show.
Thank you very much, Bob. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, guys, so 1 hour in the can, as it were. We're going to be here until 11. Feel free to get online, and we'll help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We also are on Facebook, and if Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy and you still are on Facebook after watching The Social Dilemma on Netflix, you might be able to get that news into your newsfeed. We'll be right back.